So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 411. I am Miles Sprong. We're starting a little bit earlier today. You know, just so we can get all of the stuff in for today, because last time I was on, at least, we didn't get through everything. So we're going to start a little earlier today. I'm once again joined by Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis? How are we doing today?
And then I am also joined by Lorelei Smith.
Hello.
All right. So, yeah, starting a little bit earlier today, we got a good amount to talk about. I wasn't here last week. I was in Wisconsin preparing for a quinceañera for a family friend, so that was pretty exciting. So, yeah, let's just get right into it. So we're going to start off a little space stuff. The Perseverance rover from NASA just took the most recent pictures of Mars.
Wow.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks, like, literally just like a desert. Like, being out in the desert and over the summer, it looks exactly like a desert.
Just like a really, really cold desert.
Yeah, because it just looks like a bunch of dunes and stuff. It's pretty, pretty fast.
Mars is such a fascinating planet.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know anything about it, so.
But you have a giant canyon that's bigger than the Grand Canyon, and then you have deserts, and then you have a giant volcano.
Yeah, like, that place is something. Yeah, so aliens, you know aliens.
We got yep.
Movies about them and stuff.
E.T.
Yes, E.T.
Yep.
They were supposed, or according to like scientists, they were supposed to contact us last Tuesday. It was like the most likely day to contact us ever, because we sent, it was something like, we sent out these radio transmissions.
Or like the ones where it had a bunch of different languages on it.
It wasn't like languages, it was like pictures. And we sent out like radio transmissions with these pictures like 40 years ago. And then they're like, oh, for the time it takes for the radio transmissions to get out to space and whatnot, the time it takes to get out in space and whatnot, then it should have gotten here by now and then come all the way back. So they were like, oh, this is the most likely time for us to be contacted by the aliens.
Why would we want to be contacted by the aliens, though? After the movies I've watched,
I think for us, at least, it's just more to, like, know that they're out there. You know what I mean?
See, I'm okay with not knowing that they're out there.
I mean, I'm perfectly content with it, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it probably would be at least nice to know, you know what I mean?
I think it would be interesting because we could figure out, like, what they do and what they look like, I guess.
Yeah, like, if they're trying to hurt us, if they just want to leave us alone.
Yeah, but if we send signals out, then they're going to come and hurt us.
Or maybe they just want to be friends. I don't know. Maybe they maybe they have no friends
like
outside
of
their species. Yeah, like, exactly. Like
I want an E.T.-type alien.
Yes, that would be perfect. Perfect scenario for an alien. Just
for sure.
I mean, just because... Sorry about that. They would be really friendly, you know what I mean? Anyway, so the India just recently set out a rover to the moon, the Chandrayaan 3. I totally just butchered that pronouncing.
What part of the moon did it go to?
The south side. It's the first ever rover to go to that side of the moon.
Unknowns, for
That's
sure.
That's interesting,
There's
yeah.
some unknowns on the south side of the moon.
No one knows.
A bunch of craters.
There. Maybe those are the aliens that we're trying to reach.
That's where the aliens live, guys.
They've probably got some weird stuff living down there.
I don't know.
What if
it's pretty cool, though.
What if there is actually life on the south side of the moon?
That'd be pretty
cool. I don't think there would, because it doesn't have an atmosphere.
And if you're like in space and on the moon, like, you have no gravity. You're just floating in the air. Like, it's basically...
You just walk and you go...
You just walk and you're flying up in the air.
Maybe they're just like that.
Maybe.
Maybe they have... I don't know. Maybe they've invented something to have gravity to the moon.
Yes, that...
Possibly.
I mean, that could potentially be...
But what resources do they have on the moon? Are they coming to Earth to take our resources? I need to stop.
Oh, no. This is not good,
I'm
guys.
I'm going into the rabbit hole.
This is not okay. Oh, and it also, like, the launching of that and, like, the camera feed on the rover or whatever as it was being sent up or something like that was, I think it was the most, like, watched live stream on any, like, social media platform like YouTube or Twitch or all of that.
I didn't see it. Was it on YouTube?
I think so. But I saw something where it was like, it was the most streamed event ever with like 8 million people watching like at one time, which is honestly ridiculous. I mean, I know that we've had mainstream television that get millions of viewers each week.
Yeah, but it's crazy to see it on a social media platform.
Yeah, and especially with, like, just an event that a lot of people wouldn't really think about. But over on the other side of the world, like in India, where they launched this rover from, it's a really big deal because it's the first time that they've ever had any contact with space.
That side of the moon, too.
Yeah, I mean, that side of the moon also.
It's like,
but just,
it's the first contact with space, and then they're going to do something that no one else has ever done.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
But I think a lot of that is mostly just India, or people from India, because first time
And India is such a big country.
Oh, yeah, here I found it. It had the most... Or it has the most live stream views on YouTube at one time by over 2 million people.
Wow.
It was the one before that with 6.1 million was the World Cup in 2022.
Yeah, that's not shocking.
Qualifier, Brazil versus Croatia.
What's the third? Do you know what the third is?
Brazil versus South Korea in the 2022 World Cup.
More soccer.
Yeah. And then most of it's, pretty much all of it's like soccer or Apple events.
That's not surprising since they're such big things.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a pretty big deal in India. And it also, fun fact, it took less money for them to send this rover onto the moon than it did for Christopher Nolan to make Interstellar, another space movie.
Oh.
That
movie was like...
Yeah.
It looked expensive, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. $165 million budget. But even then, like, that... Sending someone to the moon, or not someone, but
something.
Sending something to
a
the
robot.
Moon. Sending a moving robot.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Do you know how big the rover was? Because that could come into cost.
No, I have no idea. Yeah. I've got nothing
on
here
usually,
about that.
Have you seen them build them? They're the ones I've seen,
they're
I would expect them to be
pretty
like
darn big.
Smaller, but they're humongous.
Yeah, they're pretty darn big. Yeah, so it took $165 million to make Interstellar. The Indian Space Research Organization spent $75 million.
Wow.
They spent $90 million less dollars on this than it took for Christopher Nolan to make Interstellar.
Hey, I think we need to lower our... Maybe find a more...
No.
Like a
no, I know what you're about to say. We're not low in movie budgets. Not
I know,
happening.
But movie budgets are so much. But I think we need to better use the money in ways. I know it's used in good ways, I don't know where I was going with that.
No, but because if we didn't spend all this money on movies,
I guess it wouldn't look good, yeah.
We wouldn't get The Flash, which...
But the...
Speaking of which, has officially become the biggest financial flop for a superhero movie ever in the history of the world.
Yeah.
See,
what were you just saying?
They spent an insane amount of money.
Was it
on
more than
this.
Interstellar?
It was more than Interstellar just on making it. That's not.
That is not good.
That's not including marketing. And every movie spends, or a lot of movies spend a lot
of money on marketing.
Because
it's like when movies are starting, they're like, here, they slam it into your face. They're like, movie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of the movies, a few of the movies, at least the. I guess I'm thinking of the Disney one. Well, Ruby Gilman wasn't a Disney one. But a few of the movies that have come out this year that were more, like, I guess kid-related, kind of. I guess Flash couldn't be, but it could be, like, a more targeted towards the younger audience. They just haven't done well this year.
Yeah, apparently the movie just sucks.
Yeah.
It had a budget of $220 million with $150 million in promotional budget. So that's a total of $370 million. They made like less than 200. So they lost over They lost over $200 million.
So what's happening to that director?
He's probably not going to work ever again. I'm not going to lie. I don't really. Who directed it?
The cast was great for Flash, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
the cast was
amazing. I don't understand, like, you know, you have such a great cast. I mean, you're bringing in my opinion, the greatest Batman of all time, Michael Keaton, to be in your film, who also played as Beetlejuice. I mean, a beloved character by so many people. I mean, he rocked Batman, I mean, 1989 when that was released, the first Batman he was in. I mean, the cool car that, you know, if you go to the Corvette Museum, you will see that old throwback car to the 1989 movie of Batman. I mean, he's been in countless films. I mean, did you even know he was in Cars? Did you know that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Michael Keaton was in Cars.
Like, which I car like was
he? He played Chick Hicks. Yeah, he played Chick Hicks.
Yeah, so, like, this cast is, at least the first four people, are kind of stacked. I mean, Ezra Miller... Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Affleck, another Batman who's also in that movie Air about, you know, Michael Jordan and
Michael Jordan,
the Nike shoe.
The Nike brand. Sasha Cali is Supergirl, who I've seen, or I haven't seen anything with her, but I've heard great things about her. Michael Shannon as General Zod. This cast for a couple of people is kind of stacked, but
Grant Gustin as well, who played in the CW of Flash, who was absolutely everyone loved. I mean, all the people that I talked to,
that's a pretty big show. Was he in that? I'm not seeing him on here. Maybe I'm just stupid.
Yeah. It seems like that everyone
I can't see the cast
absolutely
list.
Loved CW's version of the Flash. I tried watching Supergirl and was not a fan. I mean, my cousin, shout out to my cousin Keegan, he absolutely loved The Flash. I mean, I think he's binge-watched that show, I mean, countless times over and over again. We tried to watch Supergirl, and it didn't work out. Just did not work out. But, I mean, Grant Gustin, great actor, especially known for playing as Flash in the CW version.
Okay, so it says that Christopher Reeve was in the movie.
What? I have someone else who was in it, too.
Not alive, I don't think.
Ron Livingston was in it, too.
Did they do one of those, like where they just... Never mind. I forget what it's called. A deep fake? Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. Nicolas Cage is Superman, which, fun fact, I actually know more about this than I should. But in the 90s, they were going to make a movie called Superman Lives that was going to be directed by Tim Burton. and was going to take like a...
Sounds interesting.
And was going to take like a... Because, you know, his Batman movies were a big success for being like darker. So they were going to try and make it like a darker Superman movie. And they cast Nicolas Cage as Superman. And they got to the point where they were fitting him for costumes. Like, you can find pictures of him in a Superman costume.
That's interesting, yeah.
And then just out of nowhere, it got canned. So we'll never be able to see Nicolas Cage in a feature-length Superman movie.
No. Also in this movie, forgot to mention, Ron Livingston's in it as well. So another great actor as well. I mean, for how big of a stack cast Flash was to turn out the way it did, I think it's a huge disappointment. I mean, you brought Michael Keaton in, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Keaton!
For Batman, the first time in like 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to go see this movie because obviously I love Michael Keaton. It's a fantastic job as Batman. I was going to go see it, and then I heard the movie was absolutely bad. It was not great. It was not
just
a great movie.
Did it have bad plot? Bad writing?
That's what I've heard from
people.
Because
the actors sound good, but...
That's what I've heard from all of my friends and colleagues who... have seen The Flash, just didn't have a plot and didn't really make any sense. I just, like...
Is he just running around in circles?
Okay, so... on the tomatometer for Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 64%, which is certified fresh, I think. What is certified fresh? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I think it's anything that's positive.
Positive, yeah.
But the audience score was an 83%, so I don't know, out of over 5,000 verified ratings. So I'm honestly a little confused on... Oh, okay, so here's a bad review is what it said. The movie had some funny parts, but majority of the CGI was outstandingly cringy to watch, aside from two parts of the movie, and that was towards the end. Michael Keaton was also a saving part of the movie.
Oh, sweet. All
of the cameos of mostly Superman, which makes no sense, as this is a Flash movie. Also, how they made him run was the cringiest thing I've ever seen. Do better, Warner Brothers.
Taking some shots.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers.
One-star review, everything was so bad. That's all it said. Everything was so bad.
Do you think with how much they spent on the movie, it was more on some of these more popular actors and not on making
the... 1,000%.
Yeah, because...
Not on making the quality look good.
I'm about to bring up Michael Keaton again and Ben Affleck. But, I mean, that's going to cost some money to bring Michael Keaton back.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck back. I mean, not my favorite Batman of all time. He did a decent job. I mean... Batman vs. Superman was an okay movie.
Oh, okay. No.
It was okay.
I have not seen it.
It was okay.
I did not think it looked good, so I did not see it.
It was all right.
That movie was a piece of garbage.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to put it nicely.
It stunk.
I saw the trailer, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
It was an all right movie. I mean, he was in Justice League, too. That was a pretty good film. That was pretty good.
I remember... in 2016, being so excited.
Oh, I was so pumped. I mean,
for Batman versus Superman. My mom got the limited edition cereal. I got a new Batman shirt that I wore to the movie. And then I sat through 2.5 hours of boredom and stupidity.
Was it like there's no action in it?
There's action, but it's not good.
Oh, you know who I also forgot to mention that was in a film with... Ben Affleck with Air.
Matt Damon.
Yep, Matt Damon. Great actor as well. Just, I mean, there's The Way Back. That's another great film. I mean, you're bringing in... I mean, Michael Keaton has over 50 movies filmed in his whole acting career. I mean, you're bringing in some great actors. It's going to cost you some money, for sure. I mean, Michael Keaton alone had to be a lot of money.
Can you look up how much they got paid?
I can try. How much did Michael...
I mean, he's in a ton of movies. I mean...
He's had to have got paid a lot.
Did you also know that Michael Keaton played as Frost?
He got paid...
Did you know that? He played the snowman.
He got paid $2 million.
Wow.
Oh, here's the whole budget
breakdown.
Oh,
we got the whole budget breakdown? Let's hear the budget breakdown. Let's hear it, and we can go to the next topic after.
Yeah, this one's taking longer than I expected, but I don't mind at all, because that's why we start earlier.
Budget breakdown.
All right, cast.
Here we go.
Ezra Miller reportedly made $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton got paid $2 million.
Yeah.
Sasha Colli got paid $500,000. Michael Shannon got paid $1 million to return as Zod. And there were a lot of extra money for cameos and all that. But
they had a lot.
Let's see. The VFX is... the VFX, they spent over $65 million.
Just, on the effects?
Just, on the effects?
Just on the effects.
And they said the effects sucked?
Yes.
Okay.
It said the average budget, like, for a big budget superhero film like The Flash, is $65 million. But the suit also has a major the whole movie, even the suit, has an emphasis on CGI. So it's probably a lot more than $65 million.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Filming locations. They were looking to spend, or they spent about $6,000 a day. So they spent around $750,000 there, and then yeah, like $200 million, $150 million in promotion. So. Yeah, and that's not even including all of the props and all of the set design, all of the like writers and all of that. All of that is just it's just ridiculous how much these movies can spend for it to be
what it
terrible.
Sound, yeah, bad.
Like I know for a fact John Carter, a Disney movie from like 10 years ago. It's, like, simultaneously one of the most expensive movies ever, but it lost, like, $350 million.
So it was a flop.
Yeah.
It was a big flop.
Yeah.
Big flop.
All right, yeah. Moving on. Speaking of actors, Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Is in a wheelchair.
What?
Oh, dang. I heard about
yeah.
that.
I didn't
Saw
hear
that.
About that, no.
Social media, yeah.
He was
pretty sad.
He was racing with a former NFL player. I don't remember which one.
Oh, man.
But he was like, oh, you know, this guy's retired. He's probably not as fast as me. So he starts racing this guy and then tore a bunch of his lower abdominal muscles from trying to run as fast as he could.
That's not good.
So... Yeah,
he's in a wheelchair.
But he's all good.
Is he
yeah,
recover?
He's fine.
Yeah,
he's fine.
He'll be okay. Like he's in his post announcing, and he was cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Being Kevin Hart. He's yeah. like, he was like the Rock's reached out to me and gave me crap about it, and all this other stuff, and yeah. So he's like, or I think he said something like, "We got to go for round two" or something like that. Like he's just being Kevin Hart.
So he lost the race.
Yeah. Even if he won,
he lost. He lost.
Just because of that situation. But just because, you know, a former NFL player, I'm assuming he lost. Also,
an actor against an NFL player.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Imagine if, like back in the day, if, like, John Candy faced Walter Payton or something like that. Oh, that was so awesome. John Candy. Walter Payton's nickname was Sweetness. I'm so hilarious. Anyways, so speaking of actors, also Danny Trejo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just celebrated 55 years of sobriety. He had a big substance problem back in the day, but he's celebrated 55 years of being completely okay. And I know... Lately, he hasn't been in a bunch of movies. I know back in the day, he was, you know, in, like, Machete and Spy Kids and all this other stuff.
Spy Kids, yes.
But most recently, he's become a restaurateur.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. because I went to a Dave Matthews Band concert a couple months ago, and there was a stand for Trejo's Tacos, where it's like his own street taco business. And then when I was in L.A. for my trip in early July, there was Trejo's Tacos. There was Trejo's Burgers. There was like a a Trejo donut coffee shop. Like, he's expanded into so many other, like,
it's like his own brand.
He's got his own like restaurant empire.
I will have every single food in my restaurant.
Yes. And so what were you saying, Nelly?
I know you're talking about Danny Trejo. I just have something I'd like to talk about after the following segment. It's big news, actually. Really big news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss things, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio yesterday. So, obviously, we know Elton John, right? One of the greatest artists of all time. Yeah, on Sunday night, 76-year-old Elton John... he slipped in his home at France and fell and was taken to a hospital and kept overnight for observation. But he's okay.
Yeah,
he's fine now. He's back at home in good health. So
that's good.
I love Elton John. Just want to mention Elton John to all the Elton John fans that have heard about this on the news. But he is A-okay, and
he's all good.
One of the greatest artists of all time is still going strong, and he's just a great person.
I guess you could say he's still standing.
Oh, he is. I'm still standing. Yeah, but I mean,
I'm so funny, guys.
No.
Anyway.
No.
But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I actually had that on my notes. I was just about to talk about that right afterwards.
We already got it covered.
Here's also something. Elton John previously underwent hip surgery after suffering another fall in 2021, which forced him to push back many of his tour dates. So just taking precautions. I mean, he is 76 years old. And
maybe he should get some better shoes.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's just great to hear that Elton John's doing fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's all good. That would be a very big shame.
Yeah, not good, for sure. Yeah. That would have been, horrific.
Very sad. If he gets like a Kevin Hart situation, you know.
Yeah. And he's also, you know, at the age he is, he's 76 years old. I mean, he can't be, you know.
Running like Kevin Hart.
I saw him at the farewell concert at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's cool.
Final concert in Indianapolis. I mean, this guy was for over 70 years old, was getting high, throwing his arms up in the air, hyping up the crowd. Like, he was like, yeah. He's like, you like that? And I'm like, I was just like, I hope I never, like, I want to be like Elton John, like, for how old he was performing that concert. Like, I hope I never lose that
energy
side of me. I want to keep going and still be energetic and just be so full of positive energy. Like, I was just like, I just been realizing, I'm like, yeah, hopefully I'll never change. Never change.
I mean, it's kind of...
strive to be like Elton John.
I mean, back to my, like, Dave Matthews obsession. Like, the Dave Matthews Band has been around since 1991. They've been around for 30 years, and they've got no sign of stopping. They've got no... like, I've been to many shows. They've never had a show where they haven't at least, like, been excited about what they do, been energetic about all of it, even if they don't, like, jump around Elton John.
Or have
choreography like Taylor Swift. Dave's still doing his little dances.
Yeah,
all the bands getting into it. Like,
I forget which band it was that my dad went to go see in concert, but he went to the concert on Thursday, like the hottest day of the week last week. It was like in the hundreds when he was there.
Miserable.
And people on stage, they were just bouncing around, waving their head around, going crazy. He showed me videos. I'm like, how are they doing that? He said they had rags and they were wiping their hands off so they could play the guitar.
Oh, because,
so their hands wouldn't slip.
Because, of course. I mean, I was watching, or last week on like Wednesday, I was watching the Brewers game, and we got to the ninth inning. It was a close game, and our closer comes in, and he had to continue. It was 100 degrees in Milwaukee, but because of all the humidity and all that, and
plus the field and
all of that. It, according to the weather, it said it felt like 115 degrees.
No, thank you.
And
you also account for the uniforms as well.
Uniforms are hot. I mean, like, especially
wearing
for
pants,
like catcher's gear and umpires and all that.
Yeah.
Like, that's miserable.
No, thank you.
But literally every 3 seconds, our closer, Devin Williams, who's one of the best in the league, was losing control of the ball, and he had to keep wiping his hands after every pitch.
Yeah.
And then, like, eventually our, like, athletic trainers had to come out and bring him, like, rags so that or a towel or something so he could stick it in his back pocket.
One of the girls I used to know who would pitch, she always had a towel in the back of her pocket to wipe her hands off.
Like, we had to use mound visits so that he could dry off his hands. It was ridiculous. Yeah, speaking of the Brewers, we've got an MLB update, a little thing I want to try and do each week, because I know we don't really talk about baseball on this channel.
On the station.
We
need to change the station to channel.
Yes, it's no longer a radio station. It's a channel.
I'm just radio channel, guys.
I'm just giving y'all shenanigans.
But yes, I'm just gonna try and do this each week, just because for my own personal joy.
Give us rub down for
you can talk about the Reds, man.
How are the Reds doing?
We're one game technically behind the Cubs, actually, but we've lost more games,
are currently on a two-loss streak
to
right now.
To the Brewers, right? Correct?
No.
Oh, not to the Brewers.
I thought it was the Cubs.
Not even to the Brewers.
Who is it?
Tell me. I don't know the Reds.
Here, I got you. You talk about the Brewers.
I can't pull it up.
So you've had you've lost one against Arizona and then one against San Francisco last night.
San Francisco.
Let's go.
Chris Bryant going crazy.
Chris Bryant's going. He's on the Rockies.
He's not even on the. What happened? He was just on the Giants.
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
What?
They move around a lot.
Yeah,
he was literally balling out for him.
They lost him in free agency to the Rockies.
What?
Why go to the Rockies? To get paid? I mean,
To get paid. Yeah, they just look for money.
The Reds are a game and a half back in the wild card standings.
Yeah, go Reds!
They're back. They're not in it.
Well, we're only one game, so let's go Reds. We're going to make it.
The Phillies are up 4.5 games. The Cubs are up half a game.
No, Cubs. Do not like the Cubs.
And then the Diamondbacks are currently in it right now.
But what are the Giants at?
The Giants
they're doing really well, actually.
They are half a game back. Then the Reds are a game and a half back, and the Marlins are 2.5 games back. At this point in the season, literally anything could happen.
This is embarrassing.
It feels close.
I know.
If the Marlins make the playoffs and the Cubs make the playoffs, I will be so disappointed. I will be angry. I will be frustrated.
My prediction,
the Reds are making the playoffs. That's the prediction.
Hopefully. It's going to be Phillies. It's going to be Phillies, Giants, Cubs. That's my prediction.
I feel like that's a fair
one. You know what?
And that's me speaking as a Brewers fan. I also hate the Cubs.
I just think
the Reds are not a playoff team.
We're going to be a playoff team. We're going to get our stuff together. We're a young team. We need
the
experience.
When you're crossing your fingers.
Hey, I have faith. I have faith that the Reds are going to make the playoff.
Anyway.
The Cubs might choke. Who knows? I mean.
They're known for that.
Yeah.
I mean.
Anyways, the Brewers, my Milwaukee Brewers.
They're balling out.
They're balling out.
Yeah. They have 70 wins.
They're on a 9-game win streak. We've had back-to-back series sweeps once against the
Doesn't the Oakland A's have the highest consecutive game win streak. At least that's what Moneyball, because Moneyball, like they were talking
That was beaten by the Cleveland Indians in 2016. I remember hearing about that 7 years ago.
Sorry, I just had to relate it to Moneyball.
Moneyball's a great
movie.
But the Seattle Mariners, who are my AL team.
I love Julio Rodriguez.
He's my favorite player.
I love their jerseys. I think they have some of the most underrated jerseys in the whole MLB.
But they currently are on top of the AL West after being 7.5 games back a month ago. They were 7.5 games back in their own division a month ago, and now they're on top.
J.P. Crawford balling out.
Oh, J.P. Crawford.
He's underrated, man. He's underrated.
One of the better shortstops in the league. I don't know why he didn't even make the All-Star team. But, yeah, so that's pretty much all, like, this little segment's going to be.
Just a little recap.
Updates on standing, stuff
like
that.
Of our team, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then also just one little... Or two little interesting player performances. Jose Altuve hit for the cycle last night.
Oh, baby.
The first in his career and the first one for
the
Astros.
He's amazing.
Since 2013. And then Royce Lewis on the Twins has hit grand slams in back-to-back games.
Oh, he's balling out.
That's fun.
Balling out.
Okay. I was talking about this with my dad in the car. Do you think it's more impressive for him to hit grand slams in back-to-back games, or Fernando Tatis Sr. in like 2004 to hit grand slams or back-to-back grand slams in the same inning? Which one do you think is more impressive? I think back-to-back games.
I think it's same inning, because you'd have to
back-to-back in the same inning.
Yes,
yeah. That's
compared to back-to-back games
where you bat multiple times in a game,
and also. Back-to-back games, you also have time to, I mean, you recover from previous game going to the next game. So you get, I mean, you sleep. And I'm going to go with the innings, man.
Yeah,
I think that's impressive. Back-to-back innings, that's insane.
For me, it's just staying that hot and back-to-back games.
Did you say back-to-back in the same inning or back-to-back innings?
In the same inning.
Yeah. Oh, that's insane. Yeah,
that's
I'm going with that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
how big it went so fast.
Fair enough. Yeah. Anyways, all right, so this is still kind of relating to baseball. Lewis Lapp became the hero for his state of California after hitting a walk-off home run in the Little League World Series to win the whole thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
so now California is going to be the team that's facing teams such as Japan and all of them in the World Series.
Wow. Congratulations.
When I was in Japan, I saw people playing baseball. It was pretty cool.
It's Trevor Bauer.
Trevor
Bauer.
He was doing pretty good.
He's doing pretty good for the Bay Stars.
They have Giants in Japan too.
Oh yeah.
They have the Tokyo Giants.
Yeah.
They love their baseball.
Oh,
it's really big there.
It's an obsessive thing over there. I could talk about it for a while, but I'm not going to
because
I've got less than 20 minutes left. let's see. Subway, you know, Subway, Eat Fresh, they sold their company.
Oh. What?
They sold them to the same people that own Arby's. So now it's ended 60 years, nearly 60 years. It might not be 60 years yet, but nearly 60 years of family ownership.
Wow.
They're taking it out of, they're commercializing it, taking it out of the family, which... Wow. Could be a little controversial, but
it's a little sad. But they get a lot of money out
of it. Oh, they're gonna get paid. It's Subway. Come on now.
Speaking of little food service, a 5-year-old in Seattle. Speaking of Seattle,
shout out to the people in Seattle.
Yeah, shout out Seattle if you're listening from Seattle. But a 5-year-old in Seattle raised over $17,000 for Maui wildfires with a lemonade stand.
That's awesome.
I
want to give a round of applause for that kid. I want to give a round
Everyone
of applause.
Clap.
Yeah, clap. I mean, like, that's awesome. Like, he raised $17,000 for Maui wildfires.
Out of a lemonade stand.
Out of a lemonade stand.
Where was
that
the lemonade stand
absolutely
at?
Insane.
It was, the lemonade stand was in Seattle.
like in the middle of it, so there was a lot of people.
It was in Seattle.
It was just in Seattle. Yeah.
I don't know where.
But that's just amazing though.
It was on the corner.
Crazy.
A five year old like has self awareness of what's going on in the world. I mean, at 5 years old, knows what's going on. And he knows that there's people that are going through tough times at this moment, especially in Hawaii. They're going through stuff that's a lot worse than what he's going through. I mean,
yeah.
And taking the initiative to help out. That's just like 5 years old people, like that is unheard of.
Learn from the 5 year old.
I swear.
Man, I would have kept it a little more myself. Yeah, anyways.
Speaking of the wildfires, sorry. They're starting up further up north in the Maui now too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like where I stayed at over the summer, they're evacuating there now because bushfires have started.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Man.
That is just great, terrible. Isn't that? Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, speaking of 5 year olds.
Oh, we got another one? Another
Drake's,
five year
old story? Drake, you know Drake. Yeah. His new album cover was drawn by his 5 year old son. And I'm not going to lie, I can't tell what it is.
Well, I mean, he's a 5 year old. I mean,
no slack. If that's going on in album covers, no slack.
No, I think that's kind of like, love my kid.
Getting creative. He loves his son.
I know. I'm totally messing around. I get it.
If you had a son or daughter and you were a big, you know, artist, you'd let him get creative, you know, album cover.
Yeah, so that album I think comes out on like Friday or something like that.
Let's go home. I like Drake a lot.
I'm not a Drake fan.
I don't listen, but I'll look up what the album looks like.
He definitely for game days and definitely getting hype for certain events or just getting excited about the day. You know, I just have to listen to some Drake, like Nonstop by Drake, like that song. Just I'm bumping headlines.
Yeah. Then also speaking of musicians, one of my personal favorite musicians, if not my favorite musician, little hot take there, Ariana Grande, because I'm a big Ariana Grande fan. I think she's like my second most streamed artist on Spotify behind Dave Matthews.
Where's
Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not as big of a Taylor Swift fan.
I thought
as you
loved
claim.
Taylor Swift.
I very much enjoy Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift isn't on my Spotify.
But like
it's
sad. She's probably not. You know what, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah's giving him a thumbs down.
Anyways,
a fan.
Out.
Ariana Grande just celebrated 10 years of her music career.
Oh man, that's awesome.
By re-releasing and like a deluxe version of her debut album Yours Truly.
Ooh, that's fun.
And awesome. And making like a whole week out of it, like releasing videos of live performances that made it onto the album.
Ooh.
And then like merch drops and Q&As and all this other stuff.
It's just really cool.
That's fun.
Did Taylor Swift do something similar to that? Like cuz you told me that she bought all of her music that was previously owned by
rewriting. It's more that's different because she's like taking back her music that was taken advantage of by her first record label, while Ariana Grande is just re-releasing it because she likes
it. That's still awesome though. I mean just for a
little celebration.
It's a whole decade.
My dad said, it's just a cash grab, which, you know, it could be. I think it's more just.
But it also includes live performances.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, there's special editions of some songs. There's like three different versions of The Way featuring Mac Miller. Like all those, like, yeah. So congrats to her. I'm a massive fan. If she comes up, please come out with a new album soon. Because then you go on tour and I can see you in Indiana. It's perfect.
But
it
will
works
she come
out.
To Indiana?
Yeah.
Because we don't usually
she will.
Artists.
Well, Taylor Swift is now.
Yeah, she is now, I guess.
I mean, you looked at, I mean, New Edition. I mean, obviously New Edition's a lot older group.
Yeah.
But, I mean, their concert at Gainbridge was absolutely phenomenal with Keith Sweat and Guy.
Yeah.
And then you also had Elton John. I mean, it's Elton John, guys. It's Elton John. Like.
Yeah. I mean, like, if she doesn't come here, I'm going to lose
my mind.
I mean,
Snoop Dogg was just here.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, he was over at Ruoff.
Yeah. So, and also Disturbed is going to be at Ruoff this Saturday.
Oh, that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
Fantastic. but right after, or right before releasing this 10th anniversary edition with her album, she parted ways with her manager. She fired her manager, Scooter Braun, who's like the big bad wolf when it comes to the Taylor Swift thing. Like he's no bueno.
No bueno.
He's no,
no bueno.
No bueno.
Because I speak a lot of Spanish. Anyways,
¿Cómo estás?
That actually is a good segue. Portugal, mainly Spanish-speaking country,
yep,
renamed their airport after Cristiano Ronaldo. Why can't I speak? I said like Reynolds. Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's awesome. He deserves it. Congratulations. Yeah. One of the best soccer players in.
What if
the world.
What if they didn't get his approval on that, and then he just found out he had an airport?
He goes to the airport and he's like, "Why is my name plastered all around the airport?"
Yeah, like what is happening here?
What is going on here?
Why is there pictures of me everywhere? I don't like this.
This is freaking me out.
You know what they actually speak in Portugal and Brazil?
Portuguese.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it's a similar language. I think it counts. Anyways, I know a lot of people who disagree with that, and I'm not trying to say they're the same language. I'm just saying
they're very
similar. Covering all my bases.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, you're good.
So, speaking of other countries, I guess I don't know. I'm running out of segues here.
Yep.
The biggest Loch Ness monster hunt ever was conducted in Scotland this weekend. They didn't find anything.
No.
We're still looking for the Loch Ness monster.
Are you sure? Please.
Yeah, no, I'm very sure nothing was there.
If the Loch
Ness
monster
actually is real,
I think that would be really cool.
I feel like at this point it has to be, right?
I would love to see that happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully
he's a friendly monster.
I think it would be
friendly. I would just not move to Scotland.
Yeah, hopefully he's friendly.
My theory on it is I think it's a dinosaur that survived.
That's valid, honestly.
Yeah.
I believe they made a Thomas and Friends episode based on the Loch Ness Monster.
They probably did.
Yeah, I mean, because
they've done so much stuff with
Donald
that show.
Donald and Douglas are Scottish twins, so it was at a castle. I remember watching it.
They made
a
Phineas and Ferb episode off of it.
Yeah, so
that's true, they did.
Where they found the Loch Ness Monster, but decided not to give out the information.
Also, it was in one of my favorite puzzle games of all time, Riddle School, if you ever played that.
No.
I know probably no one has, but it's fine. I loved it when I was 8. Anyways, so speaking of science, again, I'm running out of segues here. Scientists have found a gene in naked mole rats that can make humans live longer or help humans live longer.
Oh, snap. I don't want to look like a naked mole rat, though.
We're living forever. We're never going to die.
Science rules.
Science rules.
Like, exactly.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, yeah, that show is fantastic.
I love that show.
It's the greatest show that ever be conceived.
You would get so hype in class when that
dude. When your elementary school teacher would pull out the Bill Nye the Science Guy
That'd
DVD.
That'd be like the best day ever, okay?
You would go
literally
crazy.
Your whole class was Bill. But anyways, let's keep moving on about the naked mole rats.
But yeah, so it's a. Anyways, so yeah, I think it was like an enzyme of some sort that can like reduce aging. Like,
there are some ugly animals. They are very ugly.
Like, why do they reduce aging when they're like the ugliest animals?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of animals like that who have like enzymes and proteins and all of that can like reduce aging or. Help with help with all of that.
Hey guys, we have a new remedy for your aging. It's called the naked mole rat.
Yeah, it works, guys. Trust us.
It's totally not one of the ugliest animals.
Yeah, no, it works perfectly.
Why couldn't I get the speed of a cheetah? Like, why couldn't I get that? Like, if I had to get something cool,
then I get the wrinkles of a naked mole rat. Like, I live longer, but
at what cost?
Guys?
I'd rather be as fast as a cheetah, guys. Come on, man.
That would be much fun.
I was going to say fly like a
flash.
Bird, but then I would need wings.
Yeah.
And I don't want wings. Those would be a major inconvenience.
No, but you just fly like Superman.
I would wash him in the shower. That would be annoying. I'm completely out of segues at this point. The Guinness Book of World Records
Oh, snap.
Just celebrated its 68th birthday.
Oh, that's cool. Love the Guinness Book of World Records.
What do you think would have happened if you got a world record in, I don't feel like doing math, 69 years ago? If you got a record then, and then it just wasn't tracked.
Yeah. I'd probably be really sad.
Probably.
That wouldn't be fun, no.
Yeah.
Like, but you don't have anything to record it either, though.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You could have documentation.
I guess,
I guess. But
60 years ago, I mean, I'm not doing math, man.
I'm not doing math either.
I'm trying to think. Was that what? Yeah, I'll just research it.
Okay, hold on. No. I'll get this. I'll get this. So no, it was
2023 minus 68, right?
Yeah, 2023 minus 6.
1955.
I would have gotten that.
Hey, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Remember the first movie.
But I don't know why I saved this for like the way end, but little sad news. I'm sure all of you have already heard.
Yep.
Bob Barker, host of The Price is Right, has tragically passed away at the age of 99.
Rest in peace.
I mean, he lived a long 99
years
life.
Yeah.
On this earth. That's like, incredible.
Craziness. Like, he lived a long life. I mean, as sad as it is, it's still a very long life. And at that point,
he was born
in 1924. Wow, yeah, that's incredible.
That's
before World War II. Like, that's insane.
He probably served in World War II.
Yeah, I mean.
And still went on to make one of the greatest game shows
of all time.
When I was younger, I just, like, spring break, my mom would turn on The Price is Right.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
My papa loved that show.
I've watched a little bit of it. Like, not a ton of
Who's
it, but I've watched
guy?
A little
Who's
bit.
Who's the new guy?
I don't know. I didn't like him as much when he started.
I don't know if they do it anymore.
They don't do it anymore?
They might not, since Bob Barker left.
I remember there was a new guy. I think there. Right. Yeah. But I remember watching Let's Make a Deal, and then Price is Right would come on.
Yeah.
Drew Carey is the new host.
Are they still hosting it?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Are they going to do, like, an episode in his honor?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Probably.
I would. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's still going strong. Bob Barker went from 1972... to 2007, and then he came back at one point and went till 2019 is what I'm seeing. At least in IMDb, because it just says he was on for 6,000 episodes, but that could entirely be wrong. Anyways, but yeah, so very, very, very little sad thing that happened, but again, long life. It was just natural causes. It wasn't anything sad. Or anything too bad. So even though he's not with us anymore, he still was like, you know.
He hosted a good show.
Yeah, he hosted a good show. And then the final thing that I've got. Man, we do need to start earlier. The final thing for today is. This was just out of nowhere. I don't even know why I put this here. But. PlayStation.
I know
I play a ton of PlayStation. I've got
Road to the Show.
Oh, I don't even play Road to the Show. I play like Franchise and Diamond Dynasty and all that.
I'm more of a Nintendo Switch person.
Fair enough. That's valid.
Because
honestly,
I can take it with me on the go.
Well,
I don't have to set it up on the TV.
You know what PlayStation's doing?
What?
They are copying the Switch.
They are making it
PlayStation Portal, which is apparently supposed to release later this year, so within the next couple months, for $200, which is essentially legit just PlayStation on the go.
I wonder how Nintendo feels about that.
It's a bigger screen. It's pretty much just like a tablet, but then you've got renderings, is that you just have like the controller like halves on the side. Like, it's not like Joy-Cons where you can like slip them off.
Yeah,
it's just like connected to it. So
it's kind of like the light where you can't take things off.
I don't know. I'll look at the features. Maybe I'll buy it and give a review. I don't know.
We have a review on here.
Probably not, because that's already a thing that you can do with your phone. It's just more annoying with mobile controls and all that, unless you want to hook up a controller, which is a hassle. So
yeah,
yeah. I don't know how that's gonna all go, but I mean, I don't know. It seems a little unnecessary at that point. So yeah, all right. So that was the last headline of the day.
Oh, you forgot about the hurricane. Hurricane.
Oh yeah, we've got hurricane
in Florida.
Like,
hurricane in 2 minutes. A minute.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got a minute.
There's a hurricane in Florida. It's
not
good.
It's not good. It is.
It's category 4 or 5.
It has hit 44 minutes ago, according to CNN.
.com
is a category 3 hurricane at the moment. Evacuations in Florida for Hurricane Dahlia started yesterday. So, thoughts and prayers to everyone in Florida, and hopefully everyone is evacuating as soon as possible. If you are staying in Florida during the storm, I hope you are safe and have all the necessities to be safe during the storm.
Be safe and take
protection, shelter, whatever you need to do during the storm if you're not evacuating. So just wanted to let everyone know about the hurricane in Florida.
Oh, yeah, of course. That
they have a lot of preparations there because they have it happen a lot, too.
Recent little thing I missed there. That's kind of a big deal.
That's it, buddy. That's all I have.
I've got the PlayStation Portal, but I don't got a hurricane. Anyways, I need to get better at my job. All right, so that was all I that we've got today. This has been the 411. I'm Miles Strong here with Big Nelly and Lorelei Smith, and we will see you next Tuesday, maybe at 7:45. Maybe we'll decide to go a little earlier, like today. And yeah, have a great day, Indianapolis.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right.
Love y'all.
Have a great day, everyone.